Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what is most obviously very crucially important.
Let's go!
Hey, guys, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Should we go? Should we go? Should we perform?
Let's go. And I'm serious when I say this. Let's go to church.
Should we do wizards at a church?
Let's go. I'm a wizard, bitch. You can't defeat me. And I'm like, oh my God.
My folks are listening to the pod too, and me and my dad were like, we were looking at houses like the other weekend because I'm moving, and he was like, I was like, Dad, what do you think about the workshop out here? Like, because one of them's got a sick workshop, and he was like, I'll tell you what, that gets my pecker hard, and I was like, Dad,
ew.
What?
What?
He said, sorry, I've been listening to your podcast too much.
Okay, but by the way, we've never said that on the podcast, so I think you're...
That's his addition, yeah. So now we got to start saying pecker a lot, which is fucking dope.
Okie dokie.
I like that. Nice.
Should we start?
Yeah, let's start saying pecker.
That gets my pecker hard.
Peckers are important.
For some reason, pecker sounds really nasty to me. I don't know. Pecker's a weird-ass word for a ding-dong.
Yeah.
For a shawang.
It's like a real decision to be throwing around pecker.
Those quads, those butt cheeks, those hammies, they were burning. They were feeling it. You had some sweat trickling down, some crevasses.
Mm-hmm. Paint the picture.
Yeah, I love that part.
I got sweatier than I thought I would. I will say that. The butt crack was sweaty.
I got wood now. Okay.
Hello.
Dude, I'm fitness inspo. On Instagram. That's my new thing.
Yeah. I have noticed you're leaning into that.
I'm leaning into that. Yeah. I'm kind of going to be basically poor man's The Rock.
Right. You're stepping into the playbook.
Yeah. I'm going to be a lot of like how to work out. I don't have a sick gym. I actually have a pretty whack ass garage that I work out in. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of my life. So if you're sick of The Rock and his dope ass gym and him like saying, I don't got time to bleed and all kinds of cool catchphrases. Mm-hmm. And if you're sick of that, come over to me. I have minimal catchphrases. I don't really know what I'm doing. And I'm just copying other people's workouts that I find online. Oh, I would have beat the shit out of that lady.
There you go.
If you said rip it up and she said, come get me, come get it. And
she then, said, rip this up.
Rip this up. Yeah, I dare you to rip this up. Wait, so I have to fuck her?
No, you have to fight her, bro.
Is that sex to you, ripping something up?
The ripping and the tearing. Damn.
Ripping and the tearing.
Do we have that sound bite?
It's coming. That will be next week. It's on the docket.
What is the ripping and the tearing from? I just like am like drawing a blank. What
Kyle,
is that?
The ripping and the tearing is from one of the greatest internet videos.
Oh, Hedonism.
From Hedonism 2 of like the old guy in like a G-string or something.
Speedo? Yeah.
Speedo? Yeah.
He's in good shape.
He was in pretty good shape, but he was just like, talk about how he's so excited for Hedonism 2, and then goes, the ripping and the tearing, and is like humping the air.
Yeah, he had moves too.
The best.
Gold.
I'm here for the ripping and the tearing.
There were certain hip gyrations that he was doing that you're like, oh, this guy knows what he's doing. He's went into a classic figure eight, seesaw maneuvers. Can I tell you guys something that didn't get my pecker hard?
Yes, please.
Sure. Yeah, sure. I would love to hear.
This is the opposite of a hard pecker. I guess it would if I, you know, was a fucking murderer, dude, because I almost murdered a man.
What?
Mm. Yep, I almost murdered a man.
Every other week with you.
Yeah, you've got a toot prob.
Yeah, what's going on?
No, this is not about my toot. This has nothing to do with my toot.
Was I just I think I'm drunk again.
Cool, man.
My boy's drunk again.
Oh, man.
Hey, can I just say, I wish I was more drunk last week.
You were drunk enough.
No, that's the thing. I wasn't. That was only my third drink.
Listen, no one's saying you didn't drink a lot. You were drunk enough.
Well.
No, it should have been for as much flack, as much fucking afflack I got. I deserve to be more drunk. I wish I was like six. I wish I was double the amount of drinks deep. That made my pecker grow or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
pecker.
That made my pecker hard. I was thinking about that. My dad definitely is the guy who said bazoombas when we were making Workaholics. He's like, she's got some great bazoombas.
And that's a name for a woman's breasts, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what he thought.
It's almost more sexist to say bazoombas, I feel. I feel like it's, and I know he didn't mean it that way, but.
No, he's a very innocent gentleman.
Hindsight, 2020. You say bazoombas. It's almost more grotesque than saying breasts.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, Adam. 100%. What do you...
Breast is a term the doctor uses.
Yes. No one is like, Auga, look at that woman's breasts.
No, 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 no. Doctors say Wambleys. No, it's like, ma'am, may I check your left Wambly for a lump?
Yeah. Well, I know one thing. If this is the Thanksgiving episode, I'm getting the turkey bazoombas on my plate, baby. Give them.
Oh, dang. Turkey bazoombas. Blake, where'd you hike?
I can't really remember. Somewhere in Northern California. It was golden and beautiful.
Oh, you're
beautiful.
Up north.
Yes. Yes. I'm in my mother's guest room right now.
Terrific country up there.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And what is that artwork over your shoulder? What is that?
It looks like some sort of a dock on maybe a lake of sorts.
I love mom artwork. My mom has so many goddamn signs in her house. Oh, she's letting you know she's near a lake. Yeah. It's lake life, eat, drink, lake.
But Steve, my mother is nowhere near a lake, but she represents it on the wall.
Hey, I feel like if you're a mom, you got to represent either a lake life or mention that you like wine in a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Can we move the frame just a little to the left, your right? It's really hugging that window.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, there we go.
Hey, guys, I'm not a cinematographer, okay?
All right. It's a joke on cinematographer.
That is.
You're a spicy-tographer, that's for sure.
Welcome to This Is Important, though, where you get those jokes.
I actually went recently on, like, the Yelp reviews for, like, the Hedonism Place, and...
Pretty good?
They kind of got shitted on, dude.
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
Really?
What? Yeah. It seems like a clean, like, five-star island.
Yeah, it seems like a beautiful resort.
No.
Huh.
For the people that don't know, hedonism is like a swingers festival or something?
I think it's an island.
I think it's a resort. Swingers resort.
Oh, it is a full-on resort that you could just go to at any time. There's not like a big event. I'm sure there's many events, but...
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Jamaican... it's like a little beach hotel where you go and they have like a nude pool and a not nude pool.
Well, the thing is, the bummer about that stuff is on paper you're like, oh, that sounds really cool, because in your imagination you're thinking it's like Dan Bilzerian's crew of just like
hard bodies.
Or just Dan Bilzerian. You're like...
Just Dan Bilzerian, just butt naked, glistened up.
Dream.
That gorilla booty.
Oh, yeah. Just that high and tight. And you're thinking a bunch of Dan Bilzerians and a few random chicks. Mm-hmm. But that's not who's there. That's not who's there.
No. It is.
It's old guys talking about ripping and tearing.
Yeah, it's guys that are like way too... They all like are too into like drawing dragons and shit.
Mm. Yeah.
And like for sure... For sure, like, also collect swords. And
can you be too into drawing dragons, Adam?
There does come a point.
What's really wrong with that?
No, yeah, nothing's wrong with that. I'm just saying it's a specific type of person that I feel like if you draw, like, fantastical women, like, if you draw, like, hot babes on dragons, you also want to go to Hedonism, too, for the ripping and the tearing.
Yes. Right.
It makes sense. That does I understand that parallel so well, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, that actually adds up for me a lot.
For sure.
Dragon energy.
Right.
Yeah, if you have, like, a knife in a leather satchel that you've fastened, that you carry around with you, that you've made their own leather satchel for your knife, and maybe you even forged your own blade... You might go to hedonism.
You might go to hedonism.
Can we hear some of these Yelp reviews? I mean, not like verbatim, but like what was the downfall? Like just the crowd or like they shitting on the food?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, the food, all the chicken tenders.
The food was shat upon.
Oh,
okay.
That's a bummer.
Basically, I just don't think it probably used to go off pretty hard and pretty cool.
There's no doubt in my mind.
In the 90s, but they haven't updated the rooms. Like people are saying.
I like all your references are the 90s were really the peak of all existence in Blake's mind.
Yeah.
Anytime he talks about something being the best, he's like, dude, in the 90s?
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about hedonism. It was probably cracking off in the, it might have been 2000.
Well, we're talking about hedonism too, right?
Right.
We're talking about two. There was another hedonism that was just in some guy's pool.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was just pool in New Jersey. In New Jersey.
I don't think they did much of a makeover from one to two. Like yeah. all the rooms, they kind of just changed the sign, like flipped it down like a calendar day. It went from one to two.
So the accommodations are just dated, is what you're saying?
Yeah, they said there were like cigarette burns on the sheets.
Is that bad? Look, if you go to hedonism too, you got to know what you're getting into. There's going to be some holes in some sheets.
Yeah, well, that's like a party island, you know? It's like people are just out there. They're not taking care of it because you're just getting wasted and fucking, right? I mean, that's all you're doing.
Well, basically what the Yelpers who were there were people who were swingers, and they were basically saying there's much better options than hedonism.
Oh, there's other options.
Yeah.
Yeah, like hot shit.
Oh, you know there's plenty of...
What's that new-new? What's the new-new-new-new-new-new-new?
Yeah.
There's got to be other options than hedonism. For sure, there's layers and levels to that shit.
Hedonism 3? Yeah.
Thank you.
Hedonism 3 on the banks of Mykonos.
Oh, shit.
Are we hitting that trifecta?
Dang, the third hedonism.
That's something we should franchise.
Yeah, and you know we would put a Canes in the Hedonism 3 right as you pull up.
Goes without saying.
You get your chicken tenders. You get your Texas toast.
Uh-huh.
And then you don't get too greasy. Well, or you do. Maybe that's what you would grease up with. Who knows?
I'm trying to lick that cane sauce off some nipples. Let's go.
Man.
I'm kind of a nasty dude. I like porno as much as the next guy. I just don't want to watch so much of it that then you're like, can you just shit on my chest? This is the only way I can ejaculate now.
Yeah!
Like, what the hell is going on? How did that happen? How are we almost 40? 40 is the next milestone.
Well, I think we just didn't die. We just kept living. And Anders is the oldest person I know, so the floor is his.
Yes, true. Tell us what it's like.
39 years young.
Dude, what's it like?
I have one gray pube, like dead center.
That's really?
Nice. It's just announced itself.
That gets my pecker hard.
If you're lucky at this age. Jesus.
I've been eating pasta and pizza. Every night, because the restaurant here at the hotel is Italian.
Okay.
And I'm like, great. And the first two nights, I'm like, delicious. And now I'm just a walking breadstick.
That's my boy.
That's awesome.
That's how we like you, though. We like you with a little more meat.
I like
on
them
your body.
When those Durs titties are popping.
Yeah, that's bomb.
Your body settles well.
Thank you.
I do feel that Anders' weight. Like, my weight goes to I get chin fat, I get a fat head.
Right.
And then secondly, like, I just, my donker just bottoms out.
Yeah.
Right, I get a Trump bod.
Thank God.
But Durzy, it goes straight to his titties, dude.
Yeah, how do you channel it there?
Yeah, the first stop is the tit stop. Or bazoombas, your father would say?
Tit stop.
The tit stop.
Bazoomba, but I like your wordplay. I thought the tit stop was really great. That's fantastic.
The tit stop.
Yeah, the first stop is the tit stop for Durzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the tits, and then it's the love handles. It's just that, you know? Mm. Legs stay fine. The face can go a little, the neck.
Yeah.
The old spare tire. You got the old spare tire.
I do feel like it is a four-week cleanup job, where if I'm like, you know what, if I eat well for 4 weeks, it looks okay. And then that just never happens.
Four weeks.
Sure.
Cleanup job.
Yeah, 4 week cleanup job.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I could do it right now.
We're following along with that.
What do you mean? Well, I haven't started it. I haven't done it.
But we know it's a 4 week cleanup job.
It's a 4 week cleanup job.
We know you're going to hit it harder than anybody else because it's all about the hardest worker in the building.
I never said I was going to start it. I just said that's what it is.
Yeah, it's a 4 week
cleanup job. If I decide to do it, that's what it is. I'm not saying I'm going
to
do it.
This is what I like to say I do, and then I don't actually do this. But I like to say that I stay 6 weeks either direction.
Mm. From death or from absolute
from
health?
From death or a human being.
Okay.
Right.
Like 6 weeks I can be like in a romantic comedy. That seems to be what I've been doing lately. So like it's 6 weeks. I could lose the chin fat. I could tighten up. My dunker will shrink a little bit. It'll squeeze in some regular size pants. Mm-hmm. And I could be in a romantic comedy. Or, hey, I'm a funny fat friend, and I'll just let it droop. Get droopy.
Right.
6 weeks. eating the pies, eating the cheesecakes, having the drinks.
Yeah, baby.
Which, that's the life, isn't it?
Yeah, baby.
You steal the scenes. You're like the rude guy. Did he just say that?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
Well, he's kind of fat, so it's okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to give fitness inspo to the people.
Sick.
Durs, what are you trying to do? You're just still being a basic-ass regular actor in TV and movies? Whack.
Yeah, come on. What's your 2021 vibe? I'm a non-alcoholic.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Whack. Fucking diversify, man. We already have a podcast. We're already branching out.
That's it. I'm podcasting now. I'm branching out.
Podcasters.
You're podcasters.
Yeah.
I'm a recovering alcoholic. Adam is a fitness inspo guy.
Guru?
I'm a fitness guru who says still an alcoholic. I'm not an alcoholic.
The emptiness in your laugh was pretty cool. Fitness guru is still an alcoholic. Pause.
I worked at the Hollywood Improv Comedy Club. It's a cool comedy club. And they gave me all these free glasses. And I'm giving them out to everyone. And the reason that they gave them away is because there was lead in the paint. And they could poison you.
That's right.
Poison you.
Whoopsies.
Good looking out. Good looking out.
I just was really hooking everyone up. And the three
of
us.
We had shelves of that.
Oh, yeah. We drank out of those glasses for many years.
For years.
If you guys have been following me on the gram, I am a fitness influencer.
Always. I love your shit.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm influencing big time right now. And I'm just like trying to get out there and really fucking bring it. And also, I noticed that I've been...
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at you.
It's okay. And I've been adding to my collection of fat on my neck and my body.
Right.
So I think that was post-Thanksgiving. Where I went I went ham on the ham.
Okay.
And I've added to my collection of fats. So I'm trying to take that off. But while from taking that off, I have to really double and triple down on my caffeine in order to get the energy to go out there and truly bring it in the streets with my cycling and with my CrossFitting.
Okay, so right now you're influencing people to get fit.
Yeah, overall fitness lifestyle. But see, the thing is, Blake, it can't just be all fitness. Because I follow a lot of fit people on the Instagrams, the Jeremy Scott Fitnesses, the Ryan Fishers, those guys.
Get them out.
They're beefcakes. And these guys live and breathe fitness. That's not me.
Good.
That's not the people that I'm influencing. I want people that are like, yeah, I like working out. I like curbing the chin fat. But I also like beers and bratwursts. And cheeseburgers.
And caffeine.
Well, yeah, I thought the other day you fucking nailed it. Like, I was like, oh, this is the influencer. This is the fitness influencer that I'm following. Mm-hmm. Is the guy who's out there in the streets.
Yep. Pedaling, cycling.
Because he went a little hard on the burgers and the beers.
Okay. Yeah, I had a big weekend.
I thought that angle, this is just a little thought from me, I thought that angle was very good, very universal, and I feel like it's something you should run with, bro, because you're not going to...
I don't run. I have bad knees.
Well, you should go with, but you're not going to be those influencers that just have like a ton of fucking no body fat, you know? They're just like muscle. You're a comedy guy first and foremost, so play to your strength, Playboy.
Maybe they're just having really hot sex with other super hot people. Not sure exactly, and I'll never get there. I just don't think that my body... I'm not willing to not eat a cheeseburger or not have some French fries or not eat the pizzas.
You gotta live.
You know?
I think that's exactly the type of guy that I want to follow.
But I do work out every goddamn day like a fucking lunatic out there.
Yeah.
In my Bangarang garage where I'm out there throwing medicine balls around, whipping the battle ropes up and down, doing the pull-ups, swinging the kettlebells.
And, sick. I want to applaud anybody in this quarantine who has gotten fit, stayed fit. Just good for you guys, staying dedicated to the craft.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say disappointing, but it's like when you see someone that is lost a ton of weight and you're like, oh, and everybody's like, oh my God, you're how'd you do it? You're so great. But then like I'm at a point that like my body won't lose a ton of weight. It's basically – I can lose like 10 pounds maybe. It would be the max that I can lose. And it is frustrating when you get down to those last 10 pounds and you're like, well, I wish I could just take out these stupid fucking 10 pounds. But it won't go. And it is frustrating. And people send me that workaholics gif of me when I'm like gripping my fat and I'm going, stupid fat. Yeah. I hate myself. I hate myself in my body as I'm like smiling through. And I'm like, oh, that's there's a reason we wrote that show. You know,
do you want to unpack that? Like where your body dysmorphia spawns from or?
Yeah. Let's go deeper.
I don't think I'm that morphed. I think I'm the right amount of
dysmorphed.
I think I'm the right amount of chubby, you know?
I think you're perfect.
Thank you, Blake.
Well, I don't even think you're chubby.
Yeah, I think you're not fat at all, actually.
Fitness!
Yeah, I think you're right in the wheelhouse of a very physically fit human.
Yeah.
God damn it, guys. And this is why we cut Durs loose.
Yeah.
You get the negativity out of here.
Yeah, let's get down to real shit, man.
And the three of us will ground and pound some compliments out on each other.
This is why we lived together and he did not live with us. This is what it was like at night.
Yep, that's right. Power of the positivity triangle.
Yes.
Right.
We're all about building.
Yeah, building. And you know what? The house was weaker when we added that fourth corner. So,
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
The triangle is the strongest
structural shape.
Structural shape. Yes.
Yes, it goes back to the ancient Egyptians, I believe.
It does.
Pyramids. It is. They knew what they were doing.
Why don't we just have like a Kyle's dad come into the booth and be like, that gets my pecker hard.
Oh, he said it hell of like, dude, he said it like hell of soft, like he wasn't supposed to be saying it. So it was a really great read.
I don't like this interaction with your dad. It's getting weirder and weirder with the details.
Yeah. No, it was cool. My dad's just not the guy to say that stuff, really. No. You know? Yeah,
but he said it softly. Like he's like, that gets my pecker hard.
That gets my pecker hard.
He's like, it's like construction talk that he doesn't really say around the house. And then all of a sudden he's like, I'm saying like this, I'm gonna say this.
He's back on the site.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what's cool is he didn't really say that when we were doing Workaholics, which are we that much more like grotesque on the podcast?
Well, he's looking at the house, he says.
No, he's loosened up more. You know what I mean? Like he's right, like, yeah. Okay.
It took a decade of listening to us via different mediums to come around to releasing the hard pecker.
Right.
This is a guy that back in the day used to like ground me for making rap albums with curse words in it. You know, he was like my first censor.
Wait, rap albums that you made?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, that I made. Tell. Like, and he would make. Well, they would find like Blake and I had a recording studio in my garage,
yeah,
and Blake
did.
And I would make these cool like raps.
Oh, that was a Czechoslovakian raps, correct?
Yeah, we were just like Czechoslovakians that were rapping.
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah, and we were cursing. We were just like, yeah, mic check. We were just like wordplay and cursing.
Would you do the listeners a favor, Kyle? I know it'd get their peckers hard. All the salad eaters out there.
Yeah, what's up?
The arugaloids.
Arugaloids. peckers would get hard if you and Blake would maybe, with using your memory, we're not cutting to it. Mm-hmm. I want to hear a verse of the Czechoslovakian rap group that you guys had.
Set it off.
The hook was like, I was like deep voice.
And then name and title. What's the name of the group? What's your MC name?
My MC name was Gary Beats.
And I was Brother Diamond, and we were in Sugar in the Raw.
Yeah, Sugar in the
Raw. Which is from the the raw sugar, but all right, kick it off. Here we go.
Boom, bam, god damn.
Here come the Czechoslovakians.
You know what I mean? That was a hook.
But then
that
the stupid
hook. That's a fucking Fruity Pebbles commercial rap.
Well, look, we're not pro rappers. Like, these were joke raps, but we were like cursing.
Kyle, the Rugaloids deserve better, bud.
Yeah, come on, man. I'll set you up again.
All the salad eaters out there.
How the hell am I supposed to remember bars from 2002?
Come on. You know them all. Come on, listen.
Boom, bam, hot, damn. Here come the Czechoslovakians.
Oh, and then it kept going. We pour, so we rock the mic with pots and pans, and we just crossed that line, that drawn in the sand.
Okie dokie.
You're poor, so you rock the mic with pots and pans?
That one didn't really make sense.
But don't you realize that rocking the mic with more than just your voice costs more?
No, it was like the beats. We rock the mic with pots and pans in the background. Like, we don't have beats. We're just like banging on pots and pans.
That's that's where the beatbox came from.
But also the logic of that. Like, you don't rock the mic with a beat. You know, your beat isn't rocking the mic.
Hey, guys, I don't want to dissect this. I personally, Kyle, I'm a big fan, dude. I love what you're doing. I love the Arugaloids.
Well, we were like stealing beats off of Kazaa and stuff, and like just stealing like lots of beats.
Hey, Kyle. Yeah. Kyle, in the words of your dad, hey, son, that gets my pecker hard.
Okay, but I'm fucking with you. I don't have a memory of Adam's fully erect penis. I was fucking with you. I'll be fully candid right now.
I don't think Kyle has ever seen me fully erect. But what I'm saying about this podcast, what's great about it is we're recording it around Thanksgiving time, right before Thanksgiving.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, where the Americans have Thanksgiving. And my mom and dad are currently in the other room hearing me scream. Kyle sees me fully erect into a microphone.
Yeah.
And they're right in the other room going, okay, well, he says to be quiet. Yeah, no, I knew something was up about them.
I tell ya.
They were roommates for too long.
I think it's cool that you guys are all watching TV together. I feel like that's like a lost family thing, that like families just sit and watch one thing together.
Yeah, what sucks is my dad's like, ah, son of a bitch. God damn it. Because he doesn't like streaming. He doesn't like not just being able to flip through the channels.
Wow. Oh, he's a surfer.
He's pissed every time he'd like go to grab the thing and like go to turn it, and then it would just come back to the main screen.
Right, yeah.
Where it's like, and he's like, ah, son of a bitch.
Cause I'm pissed now.
He's pissed now because he wants to watch all the fun commercials, the knife commercials and all the fun things that we're missing out on.
Adam, were you the one who says flicking channels? Or is that Kyle?
No, that's like flip off and flick off.
I didn't flick off channels.
Flipping. Somebody used to say flicking channels, and I was like,
I flip.
It's flipping, yeah.
Yeah.
What are the shows that families watch? I mean, I watch sports with my family, but other than that, what is it, like Masked Singer or something?
Yeah, it used to be like American Idol.
Yeah, we watched some Masked Singer. My dad, although he's the one that turned it on, he was like, never seen this show. And I'm like, well, why are we watching it then? He goes, because it looks stupid as shit. And I'm like, okay, well, it seems like you wouldn't have turned it on if you hadn't watched it. And then he was like guessing who it is. He's like really invested. I'm like, it seems like you watch it. He's like, I might have seen it a couple times, but it's dumb as hell.
This part's like, good. Well, listen to this.
Oh, this is good. Oh,
I gotta see who the
Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy. Yeah, she gets it.
I just gotta know who the cake head is. I gotta know who's the cake.
I saw Dave Attell like a year and a half ago in New York at the Comedy Cellar, and I went up right before him and had a really good set, and then got off, and he comes out, and I'm like, hey, Dave, Adam Devine, nice to meet you, man. And he goes, we know each other, right? And I'm like, I actually used to work at the Hollywood Improv. You bought me and my friend that night. I was like, you bought me and my friends drinks, I think, to make us leave you alone. And he's like, I thought you worked at the Improv. He was like, I knew you worked at a comedy club.
It goes a long way.
And I'm like, that's cool. It's cool that people can remember shit like that, because people come up to me and they're like, we went to 8 years of school together. And I'm like, cool.
We did?
Yeah, we grew up together. Our moms are best friends. I babysat you for 11 years. Not ringing any bells, though.
I officiated your wedding.
That's just your style, though, Adam. Yeah,
and that's when I go, right on, boss. See you, chief. Yeah.
My
thanks, big dog. Big
dog. Oh, big dog.
Oh, that's right.
My dad doesn't really swear either. And I remember one Christmas, a buddy of mine was over for like a Christmas party. And my dad just goes, yeah, you can't shit a shitter. And I was like, what? He goes, you can't bullshit a shitter. And I was like, I don't know if I've ever heard you swear. It was so crazy.
You started crying.
Yeah, I go, what? Well,
it's that moment where it's like, all right, we're men now. We can talk like this. And it's like, I've been talking like this since.
I love that it took your dad till you're damn near 40 years old to come around on you being a man.
I was probably 26 at the point, but like still, 26 is your elder at that point.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. My dad cussed all the time, especially if he was like putting together electronics. It was bad news.
Oh.
Putting together electronics.
Dude, like setting up the TV would just be like, God damn, motherfucker.
Do you guys think Temecula, when you look at it on a map or whatever, it looks like tarantula?
I do. Every time. Yeah. Actually, I swear to God, I always think that. I'm always like tarantula.
Cool, tarantula.
Never thought
that's
that.
That's a sick-ass fucking city.
Remember when I saw Guarantee Bank in the Bay Area, and I looked at it, and I don't know, I might not have ever seen the word guarantee.
This was a weird moment in our friendship.
Yeah, and I was like... Dude, what the fuck kind of name is that with Kyle and Blake? And I was up there for Thanksgiving, and I was like, dude.
For the first time?
No, I went like four years in a row or something. Okay. Yeah. But I don't know what year, but I was like.
You were a staple.
I was like, warranty? What the fuck is a warranty?
Yeah.
Damn. And they're like, ha, 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 ha. And I'm like, kind of wouldn't let it go. And I'm like, what a bizarre name for a bank. A warranty? What is that, a fucking weird fruit?
Warranty? It was funny the first time. Yeah.
And then they're like, wait, do you really not know what that word is?
You had to kind of reel it back like, no, I'm messing with you. You know how funny I can be.
Right. It is one of those moments where like, damn, Adam's hella funny, dude. He's great at wordplay. Like, he's like always entertaining and stuff. Like,
but then he kept bringing up later and later into the night.
Wait. Oh, you're dumbass. Right. You're dumbass. Okay. Got it.
Oh, you can't read. This is also like when Adam came to LA, he tells a story about, I mean, I'll let him tell, but I think he's going to throw up on himself. When he's driving through West Hollywood and he thinks he sees Amish people driving and he's like, you're cheating. And they're Orthodox Jewish people.
I swear to God, dude. It's so stupid. I can be so dumb. But I,
humble pie.
I saw some Hasidic Jewish people. Yeah. And they, if you don't know what Hasidic Jewish people look like, they kind of look like, if you don't know, Amish people.
If you don't know what Amish people look like.
But,
and then
but
they
I do know what Amish people look like because I grew up in the Midwest.
So you have experience with actual Amish people.
I know what Amish people look like.
That's why.
I've seen Kingpin.
I've seen Amish people. Well, I remember in my elementary school in Iowa, there was the alleyway behind our school. You would hear clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop. And the Amish people would be taking their, like, little wagons with horses behind their, like, to go, I don't know, buy coal or something? I have no idea what they were doing.
Yeah, that's all they do is buy coal.
Yeah, I have no idea. Wood, coal, I don't know what they're doing. But
some sustainable.
Something. They had to buy something. And
not chainsaws, that's for damn sure.
Long saws.
They were probably trading. They're trading.
So anyway, so I saw them, and then I moved to L.A. and was like, see these Hasidic Jewish people and see them driving BMWs. I remember the neighborhood. I was in Highland Park, and I leaned out my window, and I'm like, cheater, you're supposed to be in a horse and buggy. And I was like with some girl, and she was like, what the fuck?
Hey, what are you doing? If you're ever on a date with a girl, just don't yell out the window at anything.
Yeah.
That just seems like a red flag.
Yeah.
That's like an interesting move on a date.
She'll see that I'm a guy who can be in charge.
It also seemed racist. It seemed racist.
It still is. Even yelling at Amish people and saying you're cheating is not like your job.
It's not nice.
That's very judgmental at the very least. You know what I mean? It's incredibly judgmental.
I just thought it was being funny. I thought I caught him. I thought I was like, ha ha, look at you. I caught you. Do you remember when Blake and I were at the NBA All-Star game? When I did that weird song and dance with Queen Latifah and Jamie Foxx and Kevin Hart for the NBA
Jelly
All-Star game in LA, and then I came out. It was so weird. It was the weirdest. It was literally me, Queen Latifah, Jamie Foxx. Who else was there? Kevin Hart and like two other Ludacris. I shared a room with Ludacris, and like our green room was the same room, and he was getting his hair cut, and he's like, anything you want to listen to, Adam?
Wow.
And then I go, anything by word of mouth. ready for ready for him to be like, ha ha ha. And he goes, nah, man. And I'm like, okay.
So then I don't think you're going to have a good conversation with Future either then.
No, but yeah. I remember when me and Blake were at the game, the slam dunk contest, and Migos had just won like the celebrity MVP and the celebrity all-star game. And he had the trophy.
I believe Quavo. Quavo.
Quavo.
It was Quavo, yeah.
Migos right. is
Yeah,
three
it is three people. That's right, Quavo. And I go, yo, so you won the trophy, huh? And he was holding it. And he's like, yeah, man. And I'm like, where are you going to keep that trophy? Bad question. Sure. I'm just trying to spark up a conversation. He's sitting right next to me. And he's like, I don't know, man. And I go, are you going to put it like in your bathroom? You know, people put trophies in their bathroom. And he's like,
right, goofy.
Nah. And I'm like, oh, I mean, okay, so you got a shelf or something? Like really trying to get a conversation going. And he goes, yeah, man, I got a shelf.
That's cool.
All right. Okay.
The cool thing, maybe he didn't even have a shelf. He was like, fuck, I don't know what to do. He was probably super high, just having a good time.
I hope he was. I also kind of think he was probably really nervous to talk to Blake and me. He was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, super starstruck.
He was like, it's the guy with the hair.
Yeah, he was like super starstruck by us. The guy with the hair, the short one that was just dancing with Queen Latifah. Uh-oh, nervous.
It's King Latifah.
King Latifah.
The name of the guy who owns the company that cleans my pool is named Rich. So the other day I got a call in front of somebody and it just came up as Rich Pool Guy. Rich Pool Guy.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, do you know a rich person with a pool? It's a guy. And I was like, his name is Rich. His company cleans my pool. Shout out to Rich.
Shout out to Rich Pool Guy. Good job.
Years of great service.
Big shout out to Rich.
Rich Pool Guy. That's a good rap name.
My dad, I remember, ruined a Sega. This is where I get it from. I remember he was like, I got a Sega for Christmas, and he goes downstairs to put it together, and I'm like down there trying to help, and he's like, God fucking, God damn it, son of a... And then he's like, get out of here. And I'm like, what? I'm trying to help. He's like, just go upstairs. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like kind of standing at the top of the stairs because I want to play as soon as it's plugged in. I'm trying to get my Sonic on.
He doesn't want
you
to see his weakness.
He doesn't want to see. And then I just hear him go, son of a bitch. And then crash. And I go down and he had ripped it out of the wall and all the cords are like frayed. And he just like snapped and like yanked on it. And it totally.
Fucking thing sucks.
The fucking thing sucks. Exactly. And then he had to like buy me a new Sega.
Wait a second.
We didn't have money to be buying two Segas.
You just plug it into a wall.
Yeah, you plug it in and then plug it in and plug the controller in.
You had to. You remember you needed to have those three plug-ins? Which are color-coded and just put them in.
Right.
No idea. No idea. I don't know. I'm like fucking 7 years old or however old I was.
I think maybe your dad was playing it first for a half hour and was frustrated by the game.
Yeah.
He's like, go upstairs. And you're like, he's like, fucking playing Sonic and shit. Some Altered Beast.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
I wish that was the case. That's definitely not the case. He's video game challenged.
He just couldn't line up the red, the yellow, and the white, get him into the right thing. But you know, it's tough. You had to do the input, get it on the right one.
And I think he had to like reach around the TV. Remember how it used to not be on the front? So he had to like climb around to the back. And I remember it being like a weird angle, but I don't know. I have no idea how it happened. And I get there and they're like, hey, it's the iHeartRadio Awards. This is like 5 years ago. And you have to look cool.
Yes.
What? I've had three Ashlands. Yeah, I'm feeling good, guys.
I know.
You just said I'm at the iHeartRadio Awards.
Yeah,
you're having trouble, bud.
I like it. Hey, I'm coming for you.
It's okay. Yeah, it's fine. I'm not having trouble.
It's holiday season.
I'm succeeding right now. This is the holiday season, Kyle.
It ain't easy.
No, it's cool.
And I'm at the iHeartRadio Festival, and they were like, yo, we need to flat iron your hair. You have to look cool for this. And I was like,
flat iron?
I'm like, I guess. I don't know. And this woman convinced me to flat iron my hair. And she flat ironed it, like before I presented. And then, so I look insane. I look different than I've ever looked
right.
in my entire life. I might as well like throw on eyeliner and sing like the Black Parade.
You might as well.
Dude, MCR. That's a great phase.
I paid for that.
It was a great phase. And I was like way out of pocket. And then they were like, who do you want to introduce? And it was like between Jason Derulo and like Lord.
Like me some Lord.
And I was like, Lord. And then they were like, okay, you're introducing Lord. But I never saw anyone say that. I just saw it written.
Heard. You never heard it.
Never heard Lord.
Have we covered this on the podcast?
And it said Lordy. And I said Lordy.
Were you for real?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
On stage you said that?
No. Chloe caught me right beforehand. And I'm like, I'm introducing Lordy. And she's like, it's Lord.
Oh, but you almost did it.
Woo. So this is back to the guarantee thing. Yeah, they're telling us we have covered this.
We have covered this.
He's drunk.
Okay. Okay.
But like, he is drunk. This is back to the guarantee. You're just like our dumbest friend.
You know what I think I'm doing?
Yeah,
I'm switching stories. Because Lordy, that was actually at like a Viacom marketing thing. And I did say that. Okay. And it was a different band. It was a totally different band. Yeah, I'm going to find out.
This dude is drunk.
Yeah. He just left his headphones. He left the room.
Actually, I think he's going to throw up.
Next song, for sure.
You want me to play next song, so you don't think Adam needs to hear it?
No, it's over.
Okay, so this is...
This song always gets stuck in my fucking dome.
Okay, so you're aware of this. This is a Post Malone,
yeah.
Circles, okay?
The song's good.
It's a good song, sure.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's 15 seconds.
Yeah, you know, very early on in our fame, I feel like Post Malone reached out to me on Twitter, and I was kind of like, yeah, I don't know. But I wish I could take
in
that
In our
back.
Fame or his fame?
In his fame.
His fame.
Right, yeah.
He reached out like, what's up?
Everybody used to hit me up and say, like, you look exactly like Post Malone. You look like Post Malone. Mm-hmm. So I avoided his career for the longest fucking time. I was
Why?
Like,
You're I like, don't... oh, I guess I'm hot as fuck, dude. That's what they're saying.
I just don't like being compared to anybody else. But then, like, 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, I fucking throw on some Posty, and I was like, this dude is fucking good, man.
Kyle, I have a serious question. Is your worst fear to be... unoriginal?
Oh, that's a great question. I do enjoy being original.
Yeah, it's a kind of a reoccurring theme.
Weird for weird's sake.
That's not the question.
I don't think that's my worst fear, but I do think you've hit a very truthful vein in my body. When people were like, oh, you look like a fucking fat Post Malone, or you look like an ugly Post Malone, I was like, you know, first of all...
Wait.
You're way hotter.
No. But you said that they were saying that you look like him, and now you said they were saying you look like a fat or an ugly...
Yeah.
Yes. Hold up. Let me protect my guy right here.
Thank you.
You might be fatter, but you're way more handsome than Post Malone.
I think he's hot.
No, Post Malone looks like he's... He's got, you know, when you put pantyhose on your face to go rob a bank?
Sure.
That motherfucker's got some Playtex over his face. His whole face looks like it's getting pulled
back.
That
is actually so true.
Yeah, that's a good
burn. I think Kyle's got that weird, he's got that weird hot. Like,
I see him with a beer and like a ciggy in his hand, and I'm like, that fucking reminds me of me, dude. I really do want to meet this guy one day.
Well, what's cool is like when Kyle looks at you with that one good eye, you really melt, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, oh, yeah. If there were two, it'd be a game over situation.
Yeah, if there's two, it'd be lights out. Okay, so can I finish the end of my story? Because I went and got...
another drink?
What was the story?
The story was, at the iHeartRadio, I said I was...
Oh, lordy, I'm over 40.
It was Bastille, the band
Bastille.
Yeah, and I said,
right.
Yeah, I'm about to introduce... It was like minutes before it was in a basketball stadium. There's 20,000 people there. It's also live to millions. And I was like, yeah, I'm about to introduce Bastille.
Have we covered
and
this?
And Chloe was like, no, we covered the Lordy.
Dude, how do you get that wrong? How do you think it's Bastille?
Yeah, isn't that a... I was about to sound just as dumb being like, isn't that a city in France?
It's a French word,
He took German in high school. I got your back, dude. He didn't know.
Okay, all right.
I just took German. Right. I didn't know.
All right. Yeah.
And also...
Is your name Blake A?
If I mean, said Bastille, I'd be confident in the fact that I got that wrong in front of all those people, and that's is how it is. And they had to come out to Basile, and my bad.
I cannot criticize because we did those like video game awards that one time. We kept calling Bethesda like every other word except for Bethesda. It's like Beth.
We didn't know how to pronounce Bethesda. Bethesda.
Yeah, do you remember when we introduced whatever that game was and I said it's like a something like Steve Spielberg and Albert Hitchcock?
Yes. I have that on video.
But I meant to do that. Like, that was my whole MO was to fuck them up. But like,
you were know, like, yeah. Albert Hitchcock. And
you slammed them.
Yeah. Steve King.
Steve King and Albert Hitchcock.
We
yeah.
covered Bastille.
We covered Bastille as well. Well.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
We're repeating stories.
Piss now.
I actually might start a spin-off podcast where I watch every episode of I Love Lucy and I just chit-chat about it.
That's what the people want.
Yeah, thank you. Lucille Ball,
what
a legend. Guess
what? I'm not pissed now.
Okay.
What else did... I know that that show was like groundbreaking, game-changer, super hilarious, still holds up. Mm. What else did she have? I know she produced things, but did she star in other things? Like, did she ever cross...
Lucille Ball?
Yes. Lucille Ball.
I don't know. I don't know if she did. I don't know if she did anything else except for that show.
Like, did she cross over into movies or like, did she have a podcast or, you know?
That's actually really crazy.
Yeah. If she doesn't have a podcast, was she even an entertainer?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point.
I'm sure Desi Arnaz had a fucking radio show or something like that that she was on. Desi Arnaz was a major player. He bought RKO Studios. After the Orson Welles era.
Right, but wasn't she the business savvy one?
Yeah, but I think it was a different time, and Desi was kind of the guy making the deals.
The puppet?
Yeah.
She had her fucking fist up his butt and was like talking with his...
You got some spaining to do.
There we go.
Can I just say, I'm looking up some Lucille Ball right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's for, like, even though she looks, even when she's younger, she still looks like she's your grandmother, just because that style and hairdo. But kind of a babe grandmother,
oh, yeah.
Right?
She was hot.
Yeah.
I had a fucking crush on that. When I'd be homesick from school.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What's up with like black and white porn?
Wait, you jerked off to Lucille Ball?
Yeah, for sure.
Ew.
And Patty
really?
Duke. Patty Duke on Nick at Night, for sure.
Who's Patty Duke?
Yeah, what the
Don't
hell?
Don't make the noise, dude.
Patty Duke, the Patty Duke show. It was about twins, but it was played by one lady, Patty Duke.
Okay, yeah, this woman's pretty for sure. My old time lady was Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was my speed.
Come on,
mine. Was,
it's also weird because my mom would get that she looks like Mary Tyler Moore kind of a lot, like when we were out and about.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, but I wasn't like jerking off like this creep.
Fine.
I was a child. I'm like 8 years old, and I'm going.
Yeah, baby.
And I'm going like, oh, yeah, that woman's pretty. Like, my mom's pretty. I bet she'd take care of me and give me food. I bet she'd love and appreciate me the way my mom does. I love Mary Tyler Moore.
Let's get out of this one.
Whoa. Patty Duke is Sean Astin's mom, and you look like Sean Astin. So what is going on there, dude?
I do look like Sean Astin, but I don't know who Patty Duke is. I just looked her up. She's a pretty woman. But I'm talking about Mary.
Patty Duke is Sean. Wait. Adam, what Kyle's saying is that Patty Duke is Sean Astin's mom. You look like Sean Astin.
Uh-huh.
True.
So do I want to fuck you?
Right.
And I feel like we've covered this,
okay,
Kyle,
yeah.
You fucking idiot. Good radio.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, this we've already it's already well established that he would marry me.
Oh yeah, Catalina.
Yeah, to take my boat to Catalina and fuck me on the boat. My fiance to this day is Chloe Final Girls in my phone.
Oh, really?
Because I met her on the set of the movie The Final Girls.
And now she's the final girl.
Whoa. And she is the final girl. Oh, I never put that together. Now she's the final girl.
Oh, my God.
Take that S out, bro.
Exactly. No more plural, man. You got a singular now.
Oh, my God.
Yo, put that in your vows.
You got to.
Durs, that's great.
Just so everybody knows. she's Chloe Final Girl forever in my phone now.
Dude, that's unreal.
And I show everyone.
And look, here it is. I'm going to get the projector out real quick.
If we could work the IT.
Oh, you plug it in and do a PowerPoint?
Yeah.
And then you show people as you do it live.
Oh, cool.
Oh, he's subtracting the S?
I would love to see, like, trying to work the Apple TV. You're like, mirror screen. Fuck, hang on a second, guys, because it is on my phone. Does anyone, is it Bluetooth or Wi-Fi? How does it connect?
What? He accidentally deletes the whole Final Girls. Oh, he's like, okay. Fuck.
Chloe, what's your number?
Chloe, wait, what? Final Girl. Okay, fuck.
The fuck is your number?
Gotta upgrade my phone, iOS.
The worst is when you, like, know someone for years and, like, don't know their last name. You just know them by, like, specifically one of my best friend's fiance now. His now fiance, it was just Zach's girlfriend, Chelsea, Zach's girlfriend in the phone. And for years, I did not know her last name.
Yeah. Which is.
Well, we can't say it on the show. You can't say it on the show.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Allegedly. Field. Allegedly.
The other thing that I have that's a problem, and I don't know if it's just our biz or LA or whatever, but a lot of my homies, I just know by their, like, Instagram handles.
Oh.
It's like, I don't know their real names.
You're such a millennial.
No, I swear to God. I was at a party a few years ago, and do you know Shane West?
Shane West.
Sure. Handsome actor?
Yeah, actor guy. He was in, like, A Walk to Remember with Mandy Moore. My high school girlfriend made me watch it all the time. Anyways, so I, like, am at a party at his house, and I know him, like, fairly well. We've been at parties together before. We've gotten drunk together. I'm like, yeah, we know each other. And he introduced me to someone. This is, like, years ago. And he was like, hey, I want to introduce you to someone. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, Andy, this is Eric, or whoever the fuck he was introducing me to. And I'm like, what's that? And he's like, yeah, Andy Bovine. Dude, so have you seen Workaholics? And I'm like, I stopped him in his tracks. I'm like, motherfucker, do you? I'm like, you think my name is Andy Bovine? And he's like, yeah. And I go, my name's Adam Devine. And he goes, oh, I thought that was your stage name.
Right. On the show.
My name is Saddam Devin.
I'm like, you thought my stage name was Andy Bovine? Have you ever heard of the last name Bovine? That's a fucking insane last name.
It was a family name.
I come from a long line of cattle.
Unreal.
I have underwear issues. I'm the type of guy, and maybe I'm the only guy who does this, I wear my underwear until the back blows out of them, you know?
Huh.
I keep my underwear for upwards of 15 to 20 years. And
yeah. Well, you know what? Your underwear also, there's a lot of wear and tear because your whole ass and asshole is always hanging out of your pants.
Right.
And then you grind on the floor as if you're a dog.
Right.
So
what's up? What's that last part?
He grinds on the floor as if he's a dog.
How so? Can you paint that picture a little bit more? What is that?
You know how dogs, when they're wiping their ass on the floor,
when they have worms and shit?
That's Blake. He's always sitting somewhere where, like, it's not a seat. You know what I mean? Like, he's always sitting somewhere that you're like, oh, that's not, all right.
Huh.
I guess we could sit over there in that corner. So I think your underwear gets a little extra wear and tear because of that. Me, my plump ass, it's always sitting in proper seated areas, and that's why my underwear stays...
Not blown out the back?
Stays, my underwear, I've never blown it out the back.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like my Xbox, I need to evolve my underwear collection because, I've kind of hit the limit with my stance underwear.
How long are you rocking these undies? How long are they lasting you before they fucking blow up?
I honestly hold on to...
So then they're probably fine. And I like how you're like, I don't even know what to buy anymore. Well, the ones you have lasted 15 years, I would go back for seconds.
Well, I wear Stance because we had a Stance plug and I was getting a flow of Stance underwear. It was constant. And these Stance I've had, like, how long ago was that?
A while ago.
I think it's time. Also, Blake, just buy yourself some underwear, man. Treat yourself.
I see where he's coming from. He wants to do that taste test.
I do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What was that underwear that you got? Remember when we all, when we first started to make like a little bit of money and we could afford to buy frivolous things like underwear?
Yeah, like not the three pack.
Yeah, like you're not just getting like the Hanes that you've been wearing your entire life. The just like
the
a
eight pack,
big yeah. old sack full of underwears. And you could like get a nicer microfiber or something that would feel nice on the thighs in case you got some wet denims. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Breathable mesh underwear changed my entire outlook.
But remember, you guys would like rock. I tried on Calvin Klein's.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
And I was like, I'm basically Mark Wahlberg in these. This right. is my shit. And then I've just rocked them the entire time. And that's what I wear.
You stopped there.
I stopped there, but you guys like went down a road. I remember you guys were like wearing sacks where there's like a pocket for your nutsack or something.
That's Kyle's weird ass.
That's my shit.
Kyle's a sax man.
I'm a sax gentleman.
Sax by the fire.
Saxman.
I love them. Sax are my favorite. S-A-X-X.
Durs was the one who kind of like walked me down the path of underwear.
Yeah, I took his hand and I said, walk with me.
You did. I feel like you're the one who convinced me to buy those red breathable mesh undies, and they changed my entire life. And I was like, thank you, Anders, because you just like...
You 1992 dadded them. You sat them down.
What's the brand?
Those breathables were Calvin Klein.
They were. And I honestly wore them like every other day.
They're hitters.
Yeah.
They have like a lot of different hitters. Styles, fabrics, lengths. For sleeping, I prefer to sleep in ex officio. That's a popular camping, fishing, and hunting.
For sleeping? You have special sleeping yeah. undies?
You put on different underwear to sleep in.
Yeah.
That's wild. Whoa,
I sleep in like underwear boxers.
Are you having a lot?
And, and I wear boxer briefs.
So, hang on. So when, and then you take those off.
This is a development.
When you wake up in the morning, you take off those underwear and put on new underwear.
Well, you change underwear.
Well, I shower or work out. And then, yes, when I'm getting dressed, I put on new underwear for that day.
For the day.
Do but you then, go to sleep. Hang on. Let's pause. Let me ask you one. Do you sleep in underwear and then just get up for the day in that underwear and go about your way?
Literally all the time.
Oof, boy.
Oh, my God.
You got to let them nuts breathe.
All the time I do it.
Yeah.
So, Durs, are you like rocking the undies from, you know, from night to wake up, like, and you're rocking the same undies basically like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
You mean do I sleep in the same underwear all week?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'll wear my sleepy undies.
Yeah.
I'll do...
Yeah, what's your night undies?
I'll do 2 or 3 days. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense to me. That's actually kind of dope.
But I do boxers. Because, like, I used to sleep in, like, mesh shorts or whatever, but they're so fucking big that I'm just like, I want some boxers that are just breathable because I don't want to sleep in boxer briefs and
Why does your nuts really, you keep saying breathable as if they're starving for oxygen.
They have lungs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does your nuts get that hot?
Durs's nuts have lungs.
Yeah, I think they do. And then you get, like, fucking hard-ons and they're just like trying to get the fuck out and I'm like, this is not comfortable.
My pecker's hard.
I used to sleep naked until I had kids.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this is dangerous.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, I slept naked until I had kids and I was like, all right, they're coming in here. I'm going to put on some boxers.
That gets my pecker hard.
Oh man, this opened up a can of worms.
Yeah. Kyle, no. Are you drunk?
No.
I'm the only one not drunk on this fucking pod.
Are you drunk?
Well, you're acting like a goddamn drunk.
I don't. She is our mom's age, and so Blake wants to fuck his mom. That's weird, dude.
And it's all we circle back, baby.
What are you?
That's weird, dude.
How come everybody's no? That's not what I'm saying.
That's kind of your thing, and that's fine. Maybe that'll be the thing that everyone likes about this episode. It's this because we're not beating up Kyle.
Okay, well. I think they're going to like that you beat off to Nick at night, okay?
Yeah.
It's an Oedipus complex. Everybody here got that.
No.
Oh.
What does that mean?
An Oedipus complex is when you want to fuck your mom and kill your father.
Correct, it is.
Oh, it's got to be both?
Huh.
It has to be both. It's not just fuck your mom. That's just kink shaming.
Well, I got news. If you fuck your mom, that's going to kill your dad.
Yeah, true. You do it all in one stroke.
Yeah, admittedly, dad would be pretty salty on that. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll break his tart.
And that's cool that I know that my parents listen to the podcast. So this is going to be fun for them. This is going to be a fun little few minutes for them.
It's going to be a fun drive to the supermarket.
Mine don't. But they were the ones complaining that we pick on Kyle so much for. So be careful what you ask for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See what happens when we let him loose? My God.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
He sets us up.
Well, I didn't mean that we all had it. I was just relating it to us in like a way of, but we don't. None of us have that.
Right. No, absolutely not.
Nah, we don't have
that. You guys ever watch, you ever see The Graduate?
No.
Yep.
Not enough.
Of course.
I mean, I did. I have.
What's her name? Mel Brooks. Isn't that Mel Brooks' wife?
Oh, I don't know her name.
Stunner.
This is like the golden age of Hollywood, correct? Is that what we're talking about?
No.
Yeah, The Graduate kind of kicked it off.
No, golden age. We're talking like.
Anne Bancroft.
Oh, yeah.
No clue.
Jesus Christ. No one remembers who this woman is.
I just pretended.
I don't know about you guys, but I have like a nice thick ass. And so like... Mm-hmm.
You know about... Wait, you said you don't know about us?
Yeah, you've seen our asses.
I'm pretty sure you know about all of our butts.
I got a good ass. Mine's thick.
Yeah, you got a nice ass. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not nice. It's thick.
I don't know if it's nice. Yeah, it's big.
The best one of our group is Blake, for sure.
Yeah! Blake's got the highest booty. Yeah, he's got the highest booty.
Second, Durs.
Get the fuck out of here.
Second, Durs. Third is Adam. No, Kyle, and fourth, I'll take up the rear.
That is a wildly wrong statement. For sure, I have the best ass.
The best ass out of all of us? That's bullshit. I don't mean to get aggressive about this, but like, that's bullshit.
The only time I change my underwear is
Sundays.
Is on the weekends.
Sundays and my undies.
No, is after like when I'm showering. Like after a shower, I will
during
put on fresh underwear.
Okay.
And then that's it. Like, I don't, like, to me, when you're going to bed, you take off your underwear and then put on your sleeping underwear.
I first take off my pants. I first take off my pants, like,
you have enough!
And then I get right down to the drawers, take off my underwear, and then I put it on
my pecker hard.
Either my ex officios or my Patagonia underwear.
Damn. Oh. I thought I was going to be the one with weird undie,
no,
like protocol, but it turns out almost all of us are completely psycho about our underwear.
And I don't work out in underwear.
What?
I only wear shorts with a built-in brief.
Okay. Okay.
I like those too. I dig that.
Because like underwear, I feel like this motherfucker's blowing the back out of his shit because he might be working out in them. I don't like, they're not built for that.
No, it's because I'm scooting my butt across the floor like a dog.
that's why.
I was tripping though that like. I throw up.
You tripping, all right. You dripping.
I was tripping that it back in like junior high, high school, I believe as well, I would wear straight up like cotton boxers. Like,
well, yeah. Yeah. I've gone back to that.
Really?
I switched between sacks. Those are my jockeys. And then I also have boxers because I can't seem to dial in whether or not I like the boxers only or the other ones. Durst has gone to grab his Patagonias.
They got probably little pre-stains on them.
Those are nice. Those are, yeah, you can.
You're going to love these.
Those are breathable.
And these are, what do we got here?
Extra large. Large crotch.
89% recycled nylon, 11% elastane. If you can find underwear some Modal, you're going to be a happy guy.
Okay.
Modal is the fabric?
Modal.
Modal is the fab. All right.
Now we know.
I'm into it. I trust this man when it comes to underwear protocol.
Yeah.
For sure, Durs has that dialed in.
Yeah.
He's got a super, super hot to the touch dick that needs a lot of airflow.
Yeah.
And I feel like we all could benefit from his knowledge. Thank you, Durzy.
Let that bitch breathe, baby. Let it breathe.
Under Armour makes pretty good underwear.
I believe it.
Nike,
the Nike underwear I've bought, it's not great.
Okay.
Well, I feel like Nike, that's some jock underwear. You could probably work out in them. To me, how many pairs of shorts with those linings in them? I think my ass is too big for those, for the, with the linings.
I do not doubt that.
Yeah. Every time I put on those like shorts with those linings in, it's my thighs. There's like an indention because my thighs and ass are too large.
Right. I used to, this all stems from back when I was swimming, we started running. I would run in a Speedo with shorts on. So like you're just your dick's not fucking going all.
Why don't you just get a jock strap?
It's a good question. I was a jock.
Jock strap?
Probably should have. Because those are fucking bizarre. Like, why not just cover your entire butt?
Yeah.
Why just have straps?
Honestly, dude, I used to wear that when I played baseball. What the fuck is going on? Like, they're weird.
It is weird.
It lets the seat of your ass breathe, which I would argue is a little more important than let your nuts breathe. Let your crack breathe, brother.
Fair, fair.
We all know that you have your entire asshole out of your pants all day long. It right. needs a lot of airflow. That Blake's butthole needs tons of airflow.
Gung Nae!
Jock straps are fucking sick.
Yeah, they are. They fucking cut a V on your butt. They're sexy, brother.
Get off my jock. You ride my jock.
I couldn't run with a nut cup on. And like back in the day when you would in baseball and I would try to run with the nut cup on, I'm like, I can't do it. Like you like
it's weird.
It's too weird, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I used to refuse to wear a jock strap when I would play baseball because they fucking weirded me out so much. So I'd put the nut cup just in my undies. And then when I would run like around the bases, it would fall down to like my my ankle. And I'd have to like reach down and grab it and like kind of like scooch it back up.
Then, holy shit. Look at second base. That kid's dick just fell off. No, the golden age of Hollywood is when Fight Club came out and the next year was The Matrix. Yeah. Fuck y'all, dude. Nah.
No, the golden age was in 1994 when Jim Carrey came out with Ace Ventura, Mask, and Dumb and Dumber all in the same year. That was the golden age.
Okay. Yeah.
Get at me, Hollywood historians.
How are you not hitting the soundboard? Thank you.
Remember when in Game Over Man, when we all found out that we like all wipe our ass in different ways?
No,
I don't.
I don't remember the specific moment, but what's up, bro?
Tell us about that weird dream you had.
No. That's because I was, it's when I was like on the toilet.
Oh, are you a stand-up wiper?
I'm a stand-up wiper. I'm a stand-up bend-over wiper.
Oh yeah. God. What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? That's so strange.
You have issues.
Dude, I don't know any other way. That's how I've done it my entire life.
How much poo do you leave in your butt that way? Like, it's compressive.
Dude, my ass is so clean.
No way.
But when you stand up, your cheeks, they go together.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
Why? No, I'm peeling them. I'm peeling the cheeks apart.
Yo, bro. Come dude, on now.
I pick it up.
Are you having a lot?
It's so inefficient.
No, dude.
It's incredibly inefficient.
My ass is too large to lean over on the toilet. I've got to stand up. With a wide stance, with a
zero people in the world wipe while
there's
standing.
No other human.
No, I know some dudes who used to stand up to wipe because at our high school in the locker room, it was old school, like from the 60s.
Yeah,
and there's no doors on the shitters. It's just like a half wall, and you kind of shit inside. So when people walk past, you're just like, what's up? and this dude
would... Wait, but that was like to shit.
Yes, it was a shit.
That was like to stand... They stand up to shit?
No, he would stand up to wipe.
To wipe, not to shit.
He would shit, and then he would stand to wipe, and we were like, why are you standing and doing that? He's like, what do you mean? What do you do? I'm like, this is getting too strange.
Oh, my God.
And now we're podcasting about it.
Wait, but hold on a second. So, I mean, it's like... You stand up.
Well, after because we had the same conversation on Game Over Man, and I had, I'm blanking on his name, but the camera operator, the...
Oh, the British dude?
No, the bald dude.
Oh, Wilkie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think his name is Peter.
Yeah, he fucking ruled. He was like, hey, that's how I wipe. Like, he came
up... He overheard it, and he goes, I'm with you, solidarity.
He's like, yeah. I also,
yeah.
It's because, and the reasoning behind it is because you can't reach around, you have T-Rex arms and you can't get into your butt crack or something. Mm-hmm. Is that what's going on?
Get past the mountains that are your ass cheeks?
No, really have to get in there, dude. And then you're wiping it and you're pulling it back onto your cheek. It's disgusting. You guys are foul. What I do, I'm like bent over in that stall going to town.
Oh my God.
Like one hand down on the floor.
Yeah,
are you in like a 3-point stance?
Dude's in a football stance.
But like, don't you understand the? But like, just the mechanics of when you sit down on a toilet, it kind of like spreads your cheeks for you. You can even like emphasize it with like a nice wiggle or whatever. But when you stand up, it goes and closes back, and then you got to peel that apart after it's already like if you spread peanut butter on one side of bread and just fold it in half? That's what you're doing when you stand up every time. You're getting peanut butter all over it. It's the dookie. The peanut butter's the dookie.
Yeah, baby.
I
don't,
guys, I tried it. I tried it your way. I'm just saying it doesn't work for me, and I think it doesn't work for a lot of people. I think we're I'm calling to all the arugaloids out there, all them salad eaters.
He's trying to take my fucking squad, bro. What's up?
I'm taking your fan base, dog.
You got your own fan base now. The stand up,
three-point stance. Yeah,
the stancers.
So we'll do a Twitter poll on the day when this drops. We'll do a Twitter poll: stand up wipers and sit down wipers.
But like, what happened when you did that though? You said you tried it and it didn't work. What the fuck happened?
I'm smearing it up the side of my ass.
Fell.
Oh my god!
I fell in the toilet.
See, that just makes me think. Like, so Kim Kardashian has a hell of a time wiping her ass.
Oh, she has an issue.
Oh, she stands for sure.
She's a stander.
She probably has two people help her.
Yeah.
She has assistants for that.
You guys, hold my butt apart while I dab my hole.
All you guys. I need you guys to hold my butt.
Come over here.
I don't know what she sounds like, actually.
This is a real struggle.
Well, okay, so that's super strange, but do you crumple or do you fold the paper? I mean, that's a classic kind of question.
Well, I'll fold. I'm not a lunatic.
You gotta fold. You can't crumple because you don't know how that's gonna, like, spring loose.
Yeah.
I'm a crumple dog.
Of course you are. We know. You don't need to tell us. Yeah. That's fine. We know.
Obviously.
Sometimes I do take the time to fold, and I kind of think as I get older, more towards 40, I will take more time. Time to fold because it's a better method.
Just let me lay this out there. Takes no time. Takes the same time to crumple.
Yeah.
Hey, you could do it while you're just sitting on the toilet. Just take that time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do it just at the very end. You can prep the situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not going to defend crumpling. You guys are right. I'm just saying, like, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me.
You take the carnation of toilet paper and just kind of scrub around your butt or what? I don't get it.
This motherfucker said carnation.
See, and this is why... I think you guys were making fun of my ass as if it's disgusting. I've got a very clean ass. It's wildly clean. I keep that thing very nice.
Okie dokie. Yeah.
I believe that Kyle has a disgusting ass. He crumples it up. He dabs his asshole with a crumpled up toilet paper and then calls it a day.
I think I just end up using more toilet paper than I need to. I think I'm wasteful in that department.
Oh, you're like double and triple pulling extra?
Mm-hmm. I think my ass is just as wildly clean as yours, but it's especially from stand-up dude like yourself.
Charmin.
yeah, it's clean. Why do you think your ass is cleaner than mine? I don't understand that.
Hey, we're not all going to take sides here. Yeah. Come on, let's just.
Yeah.
No, this is cool. I can do this with DeBamp. What's up?
take it to another fucking room, man.
I've been riding 100 plus miles a week. I've been doing a lot of leg work. I'm racked and stacked down here. I am a fitness influencer. I've been doing legs 3 times a week. My shit is rock solid right now. Mm. I would stack my ass up with...
Do you think it might just be a little much, Adam?
Oh, too much, dude.
Dude, we're in 2020, Anders. Uh-huh. There's no such thing as a little much anymore. The Kardashians are the queen bees, okay? And their asses are the fucking size of the moon.
Tell me about Rob Kardashian's ass real quick.
I don't know. I'm talking... My ass is
Hello!
I used to rock a squatty potty, and that was just clutch.
That was a nightmare.
Oh no, the best.
I'm into the squatty potty. What's up?
The higher, the better. Put me...
Honestly.
I don't know, man.
I want my knees over my shoulders.
Oh, that's hella weird to me.
Thank you, Anders.
I want my legs behind my neck.
Thank you, Anders.
I want to be in a pretzel form.
Now we're talking.
But it is weird you stand up to wipe, Adam. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I shoot my legs behind my head. Why?
Legs behind the head in the shower.
Just why?
Why?
Standing to wipe?
Huh. Yeah, standing to wipe. You're a freak, dude.
Yeah, a carnation wad up. You gotta fold it.
What's the carnation? What was that?
That's when you clump up toilet paper. Yeah. It looks like a carnation flower to me.
Yes.
Oh wow, that's very
I like that. A crumpled up toilet paper immediately. You're like, oh, this is beautiful.
I see beauty in everything.
That's great.
You do, Blake.
Yeah,
yes,
buddy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So I get your pecker hard.
I get my pecker hard.
I'm just like, damn, I already know that the title of this podcast is about to be cool, whatever it is.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Diarrhea. Diarrhea.
Pretty much, this podcast was pretty much frozen pizza.
There we go. Cool as fuck.
Hey, Kyle, how often when you go into a meeting and someone references, because you're not very well studied when it comes to knowing...
Movies.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of not true, but what's up?
Well, I think it kind of is.
Hey, no. He's seen 10 movies, but go ahead.
You've seen 10 movies. How often does someone like a producer or something say like, oh, a deep cut movie, and you are like, because I do it sometimes, but I'm sure as a director, it happens to you so much more where they're like, oh yeah. And you remember this film from like 1964 and you're like,
Platoon.
Well, that's true. I mean, no, you're...
But like a deep cut, because you're not a true cinephile. You're not like studying films all day, every day.
I'm more so getting there now. Like, I just watched Citizen Kane a year ago for the first time. I had never seen that before.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I wasn't interested in studying it. I was more interested in making the films. You know what I mean? And just the craft of doing it. But yeah, you're right.
No, I get it.
Wait.
You're right.
Kyle, is that your argument? That you're like, I don't watch movies, I make movies?
That's what it was. Yeah, for sure.
You know that doesn't work, right?
Mm. Okay.
Well, now he knows and he's doing it.
Are you having a laugh?
How do you handle lying? Do you say, oh, I didn't see that? Or do you do a classic, oh yeah.
I'm that guy.
Because that's what I do. I lie almost, I would say 80% of the time. 20%, I'll go like, you know what? I don't know that one.
Right.
But most of the time, more than most of the time, I will go like, oh, yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'll do that when it comes to actors and actresses. Like, I'll definitely be like, oh, right. I remember him or I remember her. But not when it comes to movies and plots.
Right.
When it comes to movies and plots, I'm just like, I'm not lying. You know what I mean? Like, right. It's not...
Because you're watching it for shots.
Sure, in case they have a follow-up question and they're like, so what did you think of this plot device? Were they, and then you have to be like, oh yeah, I haven't seen that one in a while.
Right, I can breeze past like an actor and an actress and just be like, yeah, or like this actor or this actress. Like you can kind of do that, but if-
Or someone that I know.
Right, exactly, or one of my friends.
From Mortal Kombat the movie.
Yeah,
I find that sometimes people will be like, you know what's their name? Or like, you're friends with it. And I'll be like, yeah. And then they continue with it like, so yeah, I was just talking to them the other day. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I actually don't know that person at all.
Right. Angelica Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll be like, yeah,
and
I know.
You're like, mm-hmm, sure, for sure. Yeah. Jelly?
I probably met them at a Comic-Con when I was blackout and they remember the time I met them and I don't at all.
Jelly?
Well, that happens to me. I would say that specifically from you, where people being like, yo, dude, I'm Blake's homie. And then this is in the before times when I actually would go out places and see people that I didn't know. But I would always get people be like, yo, I'm homies with your friend Blake, man. And then I have to like have a conversation with them for like 10 minutes. And then I kind of put in it together like, oh, he doesn't really know Blake. He like was at a bar once with him.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they feel like they have a connection with you that then they go like, hey, we're really good friends. The next time I see one of these guys, I have to let them know that
well,
you
next
two
time,
are good
just
friends.
FaceTime me and show me the person and, you know, we'll sort it out.
That always works.
And then you could be real harsh with this. Like, I do not know that man.
I don't know him.
Sorry, man. Walk away. I do
Adam,
not know
run.
That man.
Run. I don't know this person. Get the hell out of there.
I just turn and run.
See ya.
I have a beautiful female's ass.
And what are we casting, Kyle? What are we casting?
That is wildly incorrect.
Yeah, wait, what are we casting? We haven't even, what is the
obviously
product?
It's a gay porno. Hello?
No, I'm actually saying, what's the movie where like Mel Gibson in fucking Lethal Weapon? You know what I mean? Where he stands in the fucking trailer and you got the shot of the ass.
Adam, relax. You have the gay porno on lockdown. We
it's
know that.
It's all good, but Adam's just delusional about this.
I'm not delusional.
He's an influencer. He's influencing himself.
I'm a fitness influencer.
He's delusional. Dude, I can't let this happen.
I'm sorry, Kyle. I think your casting choices are way off base.
They've gotten me where I am today, so I think I know what I'm doing.
We've established that I'm the one that gets all the gay guys flooding my DMs, wanting to see my thick every day, talking about my thick, juicy booty and how it makes their fucking mouths water. Mm-hmm. And these guys don't get that same love. So if we're talking about needing men to judge other men's booties, I feel we should go to the gay men fans and see what they have to say. Okay,
I don't get a lot of gay guys. I get women in the DMs, but I don't get a lot of gay guys.
Why don't we just have women judge these booties? I feel like the women are gonna go to Blake first. I'm making this shot. This shot isn't necessarily for gay dudes. This shot is for women.
And Blake's hair, when it's wet, probably goes all the way down to the crack and just kind of like leads your eyes.
That is correct.
It's fantastic, and I'm saying that from like an art perspective.
Okay.
Bumblebee tuna.
Not from anything really sexual, like an artistic perspective. Blake wins.
Bumblebee tuna.
I guess that's where we're shooting a hardcore gay porno. And
well, that's not what I'm making.
I'm saying my ass is the star.
You know how the Seinfeld reunion was on Curb Your Enthusiasm in a fun, weird way that they were like, oh, it's not going to be Seinfeld. It's going to be on Curb. Mm-hmm. Right. The Workaholics reunion is just going to be a gay porno. And we're going to fuck each other and be like, but it's funny because it wasn't a Workaholics episode. See how creative we are?
Jillian, good news. We can shoot you out in a day.
Yeah.
Come on in, big Eric Griffin. We got you.
Jillian delivers a pizza.
Yeah. Taking the higher road.
Wait, way bigger.
Much bigger.
Wider. Man. Yep, could squash you.
Yeah, I'm a denser man.
You know what's crazy? This is you guys are gearing up and it's on the eve of Thanksgiving. That cannot be a coincidence.
It's this time of the year.
Yep.
Because you guys have fist fought. Like two or three Thanksgivings, you guys have fist fought.
Yeah. Our Thanksgiving is when Kyle and I really, for whatever, the moon hangs low for us and we got to howl at it, baby.
It's when the night is night for too long. We go at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when I'm pissing in a bush next to his childhood friend. Also, I've been friends with him for years at this point. So it's and his roommate for years. And then all of a sudden he like shoves me and he's like, you're pissing too close to my friend. That's the time of year it is.
No, but the best part was he was puking. Right. And I was like, you're pissing too close to where my friend's trying to puke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. But I was the one who started pissing first and he came up next to me, started to puke.
I'm a defender. You know, I defended your DVDs. That happens, I did this stuff to Durs. It's like, I just do it. I choose these sides and I get angry at one of them. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Where do you stand, Kyle, on the first 45 minutes of Blow? The greatest movie of all time. The greatest first 45 minutes of all time.
Well, now that's me as probably. So Durs also asked as a movie watcher. Like Blow is really fun for me to watch. I love watching that because I get fucking juiced. It's like the rise to the top. It's very fun. And Pee Wee Herman's crushing.
Yeah.
Dude, Paul Reubens slays in that movie. I used to watch that movie every night before going to bed like a psychopath.
Yeah, you love that.
I loved it. I would watch it as I'm going to, well, I slept on a couch for like 2 years of my life. So I'd be in the living rooms about to go to bed and I'd just put it on and watch the first 45 minutes as I'm falling asleep and then turn it off because then it gets kind of sad and you're like, oh, his life's depressing. But the first 45, when he's just like a kingpin
he's peaking
weed dealer.
So you don't like the latter half of that movie?
No, I like the latter half too, but I'm like, I'm not trying to go to bed being like, oh, this poor guy lost everything. I'm just trying to go to bed, be like,
drugs rule.
Yeah.
I'm going to have nice dreams.
Yeah, just saying drugs rule.
That's a major cautionary tale. You should probably spend the next 10 years of your life just watching the second half.
Uh-huh. Funny how life changes.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I've seen it and I get it. The thing is, deal weed, not cocaine.
Hello.
Smoke weed every day.
The best part of the whole movie is Penelope Cruz in the windsuit at the end.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I miss her.
God, Penelope Cruz rocked.
Bro, she looks fucking cool.
What happened to her? She was sick.
She's still doing it. She was in Zoolander too. Come on.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, what happened to her?
He has cocaine in the trunk. He's got cocaine in the trunk. And then busts his ass. Oh, man, I was so mad at her.
But you know who killed it, like, in the same vein with Sharon Stone in Casino? Okay. Where it's just like, it's like the woman in the relationship who's basically like sticking her neck out on the line for the guy. And she's like, fuck this. This is insane. We have a family to raise, and just throws it all into
that's
the
kind
fire.
Of a, that's kind of a cool role, is like the cocaine queen. Like in most of those cocaine movies.
The wife of the king, or like the actual I'm in
charge
queen?
Yeah, it's like Michelle Pfeiffer, right? In Scarface and Penelope Cruz. And
well, you know how they're like turning every movie, Hollywood's turning every movie on its head and like making the women be the leads now?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be
the man candy.
I want to be the cocaine queen. I want to be like I want to play like the coked up wild man husband who is, she's making all the money and you're like, I can't control this hot piece of ass. That's what my wife is saying. My wife is going like, I can't control this hot piece of ass. I'm only keeping around because of his thick, juicy ass. Look at that ass. And then gratuitous ass shots at me like walking around the pool.
You're always in a Speedo.
You're like, honey, come here. And you're just like, she's like, oh, she just buries her face in your ass. Like a guy, like how guys always like crumble to their knees and just put their face right in her crotch. Like, baby, I'm so sorry. I just want to go home.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the roles I'm trying to get right now. That's why I'm working out my fitness, trying to be a fitness inspo.
Oh, so it all comes back. So the fitness inspo is on the way to becoming more man candy for the gender swap.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's 2020 now, and this is my year of health, that I'm getting my body and mind in great shape. So when 2021 hits and that man candy role is up for grabs, it'll be me and all the hot boys, me, the Hemsworths, all the Chris's, Michael B., and I'm right there in the running.
I've been doing it for a few years. The water is warm. Come on in.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Dersey's been hot, man, Candy. He's always sitting around. He's always like cutting up carrots and shit by the sink. That's his hot boy role.
Hey, we're going to need some new carrots. I cut all the carrots, so.
I cut.
Let's just say these carrots are getting cut.
It's like you don't even know my lifestyle. My lifestyle is fitness, Blake. It's all I do.
I understand that, but you're
all day, every day. I wake up and I my eyes snap open and I'm like, how do I better myself and influence those around me? That's all I'm thinking as a fitness influencer.
While you're doing that, you are losing the ass that you have in your mind.
I think Blake's right. You might be working it all away. It might be falling off, man.
You're chipping away at Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
That is true, Dersey. You've been playing these. You get roles that Blake and I do not get, the hot boy roles, the hot husband.
Not too hot. He's just, he's home, isn't he? He's just home.
Hot enough.
Yeah, stoked you married him.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. What's that like, man?
Well, you get both. You get stoked to marry him, and then like, oh, he seems like a great guy, but he's actually a cheating bastard.
I turn on everyone. And that's why ladies at the airport fucking flip me off.
Do they?
They're like, fuck you.
Your dick is a part of one of the best scenes we've ever filmed as a crew.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's one of the best scenes Netflix. I would put that whole sequence of events.
We're talking Game Over Man.
Right.
Game Over Man, the movie we made for Netflix, where we hotel got taken over. We were the maids. We had to save the day in a Die Hard type way.
Taken over by terrorists.
Yep. Taken over by terrorists. And there's a scene where terrorists are coming into the hotel room that Blake, Adam, and I, our characters, are in, and we have to scramble. And Adam's character comes up with an idea where He will pretend to be a guy who's dead in a closet from autoerotic asphyxiation. Mm-hmm. And while they're distracted looking at Adam, who was fully fucking naked in this movie, mm-hmm. Blake and I attack, but then the terrorists turn out to be lovers. They start fucking, and the whole plan goes south.
As they do.
As they do.
As they do.
And I would say that I would put that whole sequence up against anything else on Netflix. It's better.
He's the best.
Without a doubt, that is the funniest scene out of any comedy that I've seen in the past 5 years, for sure. The funniest scene.
It's truly a laugh riot by definition.
But then you see my ass from the side, and you're like, right. Goddamn, that is something else. That is a
well,
booty.
Well, you see your nuts and taint from the front, from the best possible angle.
You do see my, nuts and taint.
You see your whole entire dick. You see your balls. You see your grundle, and we shot it all. And you did put it out there, man, and you fucking earned that shit, player.
You really did, because when we wrote it, we didn't think that we would be shooting it in such a way that it would be so fully frontal, and then we really went for it.
So gratuitous.
Yeah, I was planning on having like a prosthetic dick, and when we got into pre-production and Adam finally came out and we were about to shoot, I said, Adam, look, I got him building this prosthetic dick. What do you think? And he's like, Kyle, I've made peace with the world. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show them my dick. Mm-hmm. I said, really, all right.
I wanted to show
powerful
the world my dick.
Yeah, and I took that cue and I shot the shit out of it.
I get it. I get it. You guys are appeasing me because you were just, for lack of a better term, shitting on my ass.
Okay.
Yeah. Diarrhea.
You were shitting on my ass.
Diarrhea with shit on top.
And so you gave me compliments to my dick. And I understand that you know that I needed that because I do hang my hat on my ass.
Well, don't make us feel bad about it.
You should really be hanging your hat on your dick, bro.
Are you saying thank you or are you saying no thank you?
No, I'm not saying anything. I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate what you're doing.
I think you were pretty clear. We were shitting on your ass, so we glorified your dick.
I do appreciate that. But you cannot work out your dick. And I, as a fitness influencer who takes great pride in his gluteus maximus.
You're really running with that.
Is there anything, a such thing as a dickness influencer, where like everything you post is about your dick and like treating it right and like getting it to like be its best? Should I do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like a dick care? Like a self-care, but only for your penis?
Only about your dick, like how to like keep the skin right, how to get it bigger, how to keep it going, how to like, manscape and all that.
How did you cry? Because you don't cry that often.
Yeah, what did you do?
How did you do that?
Yeah, you are a robot. Did you use the tear sticks?
Let's get real. Let's get real here. Ready? You ready to get real for the first time on the pod?
Yeah.
I squeezed my nuts really hard in my
Let's go!
I want to apologize to everyone listening for this podcast. It was off the rails from the jump, but guess what? That's kind of the fucking deal.